While many people volunteer in local soup kitchens on Thanksgiving, others are wondering how to make food a free and stable resource year-round in their neighborhoods. Food Not Bombs is a project that has been taking free food to the streets of Boston for the past 25 years. It is a grassroots effort with no paid staff or office. It has consisted of an amorphous flux of people and ideas. Food Not Bombers gather food that would otherwise be trashed at local markets and give it away. One of the latest incarnations is distributing free fruits and vegetables every Saturday in front of the South Street Apartments Complex, a low-income housing project in Jamaica Plain. On November 26th, I talked to Daniel, one of the people who started the Free Produce Project, about what compels him to do it. He told me a little about his history with giving away food while living in Texas. He felt his work was a contrast to charitable religious groups that essentially force-fed dogma to hungry people.
Coming from Texas, you get a lot of, you know, evangelical movements and this sort of thing. And in fact, the place where I served food out of in Texas was this parking lot to this other missionary where their actual policy was you could have the food after the sermon was over. So they expected you to, like, sit through their services and then they served food. So I sort of wanted to offer an alternative at that time. So it was like, you know, the food's there. You don't have to buy into any message. So I didn't want to be that way with any organization, even with Food Not Bombs. I didn't want to be like pushing an agenda.
While attending college in Boston during the 90s, he learned about Food Not Bombs and was relieved that instead of spreading religious faith, the group was trying to spark conversations about the colossal wastefulness of capitalism.
I was here in what, in my eyes, looked like its heyday, and it was great because you got an incredibly diverse crowd. You got people in suits and ties, you got college kids, I was one of those, you got homeless people. A lot of people would just come down and get this, you know, get some soup and get some bread and maybe look at the literature. I thought at that point they were doing a good job of cluing people into the reality of the fact that the food was out there. I think the message of Food Not Bombs is that you don't have to buy into a capitalist system in order to survive and enjoy a good life in this day and age. That the resources are there and that we could work together cooperatively to have the same amount of resources and do away with some of this, you know, inequality, some of this inequity, some of this, yes, that's the right word, disparity of wealth.
But the traditional charity model of soup kitchens is hard to truly break away from. Some residents of the South Street Housing Project have been wary of what seems to be a top-down relationship, says Daniel.
I'd say it's maybe about 50-50, that some people just come up and take stuff and some people stop and say hi and how's it going and that kind of thing. And like, you know, I mean, part of why I chose this spot is because it's, you know, it's part of the neighborhood. It's part of my neighborhood and I thought I should get to know my neighborhood and it seemed like a good way to do it. But I don't always feel, I think people see this as like charity, you know, which I think just does bring up all the sorts of things that you think about when you think about charity. I think for some people, they're still wary. They're not sure if there's like an ulterior motive. I think for other people, they probably do see it as like condescending or, you know, like we don't need your food.
Over the course of a couple of hours, around 20 people picked through the produce. Later in the evening, a teenager passed by and angrily grabbed bread and apples, threw them at a nearby fence, and hurried off. While it's not a common reaction, some people have been upset by the project, says Daniel.
There are occasions when there's some sort of outburst.
Most people either didn't want to be interviewed or rushed off after collecting some food. But in general, people seem to feel similarly to the one woman I was able to record.
I didn't know it came from the grocery store down the street, but I know these gentlemen are out here faithfully every week, and I sometimes grab stuff. Like tonight I'm grabbing apples to make a pie and I grabbed bread last week. So yeah, sometimes it comes in handy.
However, giving away free food without reinforcing the missionary model of charities is not an easy task. It's more like a long, ongoing experiment. Now in its 25th year, Boston Food Not Bombs is still experimenting. As the sun fell and the air grew colder, Daniel brainstormed about new recipes.
An idea I had to do something a little bit different with Food Not Bombs would be to set up something sort of like a CSA. If you look, you know, like if you go on the internet, there's like, what, 70 members to the Food Not Bombs list serve thing? but I never see 70 members walking around. So, but they're all people who at least buy into the notion. So one thing you could do is you could maybe do some kind of thing where someone agrees to pick up food on Saturday and distribute it among those 70 members, because they get what's going on. And if they, you know, there's some famous story about Cesar Chavez, and someone was like, how do you build a solidarity movement? And he said, you go up to one person and you tell them about it, and then once they understand, you go up to another person and tell them about it. And then they said, yeah, but how do you get it to grow on a massive scale? And he said, well, you go up to one person and you tell them about it, and you talk to them about it, and once they get it, then you go up to another person and talk to them. So I think it's sort of the same thing. You just sort of have to take it bite by bite.
For more information on distributing free food in Boston and Cambridge, you can call 617-522-8277. In Boston, this is Home Fries.